Do you see, Sam? They have come. Shining eyes in the dark. Everywhere.
I don't like the way that great brute over there is looking at us. He must be their leader.
Put an arrow to your bow, Legolas.
Listen, Hound of Sauron! Gandalf is here! Fly if you value your foul skin. I will shrivel you from tail to snout if you come within this ring.
Now, Legolas.
Well done, Legolas.
Right through his throat.
They're running away.
No hope of that. They're massing for an attack.
Fling fuel on the fire. Draw your swords. Swords and arrows will not prevail long. There are too many. Give me that branch out of the fire.
Down on Edry Thurman! Down Egan Horhoff!
The trees on fire! All the trees are on fire! The whole hill's ablaze! They're running away!
Yeah! What did I tell you, Mr. Pippin? Wolf won't get old Gandalf! That was an eye-opener, no mistake! Nearly singed the hair on my head!
When the full light of the morning came, no signs of the wolves were to be found, and they looked in vain for the bodies of the dead.
It is as I feared. These were no ordinary wolves hunting for food in the wilderness.
My arrows look as though they had never been used, and yet I killed 4 wargs.
We have not seen the last of them, I fear. We must reach the doors of Moria before sunset. Or I fear we shall not reach them at all. Let us go.
I don't know which to hope, that Gandalf will find what he seeks, or that when we come to the cliff we shall find the gates lost forever. All choices seem ill, and to be caught between wolves and the wall the likeliest chance. Lead on.
The day was drawing to its end, and cold stars were glinting in the sky high above the sunset when the company reached the place they sought. Vast cliffs reared their stern faces in the fading light, and stretching almost to the foot of the cliffs, a gloomy lake, green and stagnant.
Well, here we are at last. While I'm searching for the doors, will you make ready to enter the mines? And strap all you need on your backs. For here, I fear, we must say farewell to our good beast of burden.
Well, you can't leave poor old Bill behind in this forsaken place. Well, I won't have it. That's flat. After he's come so far now.
I'm sorry, Sam. But when the door opens, I do not think you will be able to drag your Bill inside into the long dark of Moria.
He'd follow me into a dragon's den if I led him. It'd be nothing short of murder to turn him loose with all these wolves about.
It will be short of murder, I hope. Go with words of guard and guiding on you. Make your ways to places where you can find grass, and so come in time to Elrond's house.
Well, here we are, and already. But where are the doors? I can't see any sign of them.
Dwarf doors are not made to be seen when shut. They are invisible. And their own masters cannot find or open them if their secret is forgotten. Look, can you see anything now?
Yes. Faint lines upon the face of the rock, look. An anvil and a hammer, and above them a crown and 7 stars and 2 trees, each bearing crescent moons.
The emblems of Durin.
The tree of the High Elves.
And in the centre, the Star of Feanor.
What does the writing say?
The doors of Durin, Lord of Moria, speak, friend, and enter.
What does it mean, speak, friend, and enter?
That's plain enough. If you're a friend, speak the password and the doors will open.
And what is the password?
I do not know.
Then what was the use of bringing us to this
accursed... I do not know the word yet.
What are you going to do then?
Knock on the doors with your head, Peregrine Took. I will seek for the opening words.
You'd best seek swiftly. Those are the voices of wolves.
Be patient. Anon Ed Thelen,
Edro hi amen. Fenas nogothrim. Lasto Bethlamen.
Nothing.
What are we going to do?
Be patient, I said. Edro! Edro! Open! Open!
The doors won't move.
Don't let the pony run away. We shall need him still if the wolves don't find us. Why did you bring us here, Gandalf? Huh? To be trapped between the cliffs and this foul lake? Ah!
Boromir, why did you do that? I hate this place too, but I am afraid of the pool.
Oh, how I wish we could get away. Why doesn't Gandalf do something quick?
I have it. Of course, absurdly simple, like most riddles when you see the answer. Melon!
How did you do that?
You gave me the clue yourself. I was wrong.
What did I say?
You asked the meaning of the words speak, friend, and enter. The translation should have been say, friend, and enter. I had only to speak the Elvish for friend and the doors opened. Quite simple. Too simple for a learned law master like me. Let us waste no more time. We must enter.
That pool. It's as if it were alive.
Sam! It's dragging me into the pool!
Hang it all! Hold on, Mr. Frodo! I'll cut at it with my knife! There's more tentacles coming out of the water!
Please, Sam!
Ah, what a foul smell! Run! Run, Mr. Frodo! Run!
Into the gateway! Up the stairs! Quick!
It's coming after us! Like a host of snakes! What do we do?
Get you inside, Peregrine Took!
The vile thing has closed the doors on us.
Poor old Bill. With wolves and the snakes. But the snaky things are too much for him. I had to choose, Mr. Frodo. I had to come with you.
Sam, what was the thing? Or were there many of them?
I do not know. But the arms were all guided by one purpose. Something has crept or has been driven out of dark waters under the mountain. There are older and fouler things than orcs in the deep places of the world.
In the deep places of the world. And thither are we going, against my wish.
No.
Who will lead us now in this deadly dark?
I will.
And I will walk by your side.
How long is it going to take?
I cannot say. It depends on many chances, but going straight without mishap or losing our way, we shall take 3 or 4 marches, I expect. It cannot be less than 40 miles from west door to east gate in a direct line. And the road may wind much. Come, follow my staff.
Gandalf held his staff aloft, and from its tip there came a faint radiance which just showed the ground before his feet. They started on their way. By the pale light they caught glimpses of stairs and arches and of passages and tunnels, sloping up or running steeply down, or opening blankly dark on either side